Hi everyone, Samane here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Easter Sunday, and here's what he's got to say. Hello, Samane. I recently come to this revelation. I do not think that modern women are capable of maintaining monogamous relationships with men any longer. Not only do I believe this, but I also believe that all of their talking points are rooted in this very unfortunate reality. Most women, as discussed here and on other channels, have a dual mating strategy, in which they want Chad's baby batter and Beta Brad's beta bucks. And if they really had their way, they'd have Charlie Cuck involved. No amount of men is enough to satisfy women because they've been told that whatever they want, they believe they deserve. It's not enough. They also tend to pursue this strategy once 30 approaches, and their eggs are almost gone. It's all wrong. But women still believe that if they get married, they'll be loyal. We know that's not even remotely true. And men should be warned that what women pursue through their actions is the phenomenon of locking down the beta bucks in a contract, and then to force that man to accept, at best, an open affair, or at worst, a cucking arrangement. Of course, even if a man accepted this, she'd lose respect for him, cheat, and then replace him accordingly. Of course, some might argue that this is sour lemons, but it's far worse than that. This incapability of women to remain loyal essentially destroys any chances of a stable family environment. The nuclear family is essentially dead. And as that family goes, so goes community. And as communities go, so do nations. Female promiscuity will inevitably collapse society. As to the why, I don't think they can control themselves around social media and smartphones. Based on my observations, it is every bit as debilitating to them as corn on the cob is for men, in that it destroys any incentive to remain in a relationship. As for those social media platforms, they seem to believe that banning the W word rhymes with bore is the fix. But certainly, the fix isn't working. Anyway, I'd like to know your thoughts on this, sir. As for me, whenever I see an attractive woman, I assume she has a rotation or roster on her phone. And whether she's monkey branching or just penciling them in for each day of the week, it's the same thing. I just don't want to be part of a woman's roster. And even though they might argue that the top men they do want do the same thing, the difference is that society doesn't expect women to pay for promiscuous men. And currently we're being forced to pay for promiscuity in women through social contracts and taxation via the government. Thanks for reading. Well, Easter Sunday, thanks for the donation as well as the topics. I say topics because there's a bunch of stuff to unpack there, including hypergamy, women settling down with betas, technology making women unable to control themselves, female promiscuity, and the end of the nuclear family. You brought up so much, but the reason for all of this is simple. Technology has wrecked the ability for human couples to pair bond properly. The dopamine we get from our devices is about to decimate the nuclear family. I spoke about this in a recent video called The Red Pill and Black Pill Are Obsolete, discussing how dopamine from technology is making the prospect of dating for both men and women rather boring. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, The Red Pill Mentor. The Red Pill Mentor Tokyo is a content creator making research-based videos on a variety of topics, including herbivore men, women's plausible deniability losing power due to men's intellect, why women are delusional about their value, as well as narcissism. He's also the author of a short book called Where Have All the Good Men Gone?, which researches the gender academics gap combined with women's hypergamous nature, resulting in their unrealistic expectations of men and an increase in divorce when she's the breadwinner. The Red Pill Tokyo sponsor links are down below. Anyways, now back to It's About to Be Over for the Human Race Clown World Show. Young guys in their teens and 20s are no longer dating. The men that are going on to apps like Tinder looking for women are outnumbering them 2 or 3 to 1. Clearly, women are staying single and going their own way at levels far exceeding the males. I suspect they just sit on the sidelines waiting for their turn to sit on a Chad. Even the beta bucks model is broken since women in their 20s and now increasingly their 30s are out-earning the men in those age categories. Hypergamy pushes them to find men that make more money and, more importantly, have more status than they do. A female lawyer making $100,000 a year won't generally want to be with a male plumber that makes twice that. Unless you've seen women attracted to you because of your status, you simply won't understand. The way other women and men, for that matter, see you is more important to them than the way they actually see you. I agree, Easter Sunday, that women are becoming more disloyal because technology makes it simple. They can go on a dating app behind your back and meet men that are completely out of their social circle, and you'll have no idea. Not to mention all the dopamine they get these days from their devices. Forget about men and women no longer having the attention span to keep a relationship going. They aren't even starting them these days. we're seeing a complete breakdown of relationship formation, and the number of single people is starting to skyrocket. And it's going to startle the demographers out there. The first generation that grew up as digital natives is now entering their marriage and relationship years. And all they have to show for it is hookup culture. I said in that red pill, black pill video that teaching young guys about female nature is like teaching people living in the South Pacific how to ski. It's completely irrelevant. Learning about female nature is more about confirmation bias these days. Now it's probably more about making guys feel secure in their subconscious choice to avoid women in relationships. Easter Sunday, you mentioned women are unable to be loyal. First, you have to get into a relationship for loyalty to matter. Forget about committing to just one man. They can't commit long enough to have a relationship of any kind these days, unless it's a short-term hookup. Haven't you seen the article saying that 45% of women will be childless and single by 2030? You also made mention that society does not expect women to pay for promiscuous men, but it sure expects us men to pay for them with our taxes, when they get preggers and then we have to bankroll the welfare state. But that's the least of our worries. With fertility rates falling fast, I'd be more worried about us going bankrupt, bankrolling all the geriatric boomer giners out there, expecting the government to take care of them in their retirements. I think you're also partially wrong about women being unwilling to support promiscuous men. They will if he's good-looking enough and they want his baby batter. Then they have no issues driving him around and paying for their dates. That was my experience many times. So long as there's an earnings gap, men will always pay more tax than women will. But if women do make more money than men one day across the board, expect there to be a tax revolt of some kind, with women saying they shouldn't pay tax for social programs that disproportionately help men, or some other such nonsense. That might actually put an end to the public health care in places like UK and Canada, when women start paying more into it than they get out of it. But what I see happening before then is a total collapse of all fiat currencies. And no, gold won't save you, even though I own quite a bit of it. There's a chance that Bitcoin first tops the market cap of gold, and then eventually everything else one day. That will mean that governments won't be able to print and spend their way into wars and print to pay for social programs, and government make work jobs for women. That's when we'll see an end to the internet wrecking dating. Women will have no choice but to date and get in relationships, or they might be perpetually poor. Even universal basic income won't work at that point. Remember that in the black community, it was welfare that destroyed the family because women were able to get their own government cheese. Bitcoin ends welfare, and it ends war. It ends money printing and theft of people's savings. It ends communism too, because you can't have it without a central bank. So you see, I'm not just in it for the number go up. I'm in it because it's the real Megillah when it comes to putting women in their place. And if women think they could just wait at the finish line for all the guys that stack sats, they're absolutely wrong. It's money that you don't spend unless you absolutely have to. With the red pill and female nature out in the open, guys aren't going to hand over their keys for her cheese, found between her knees. Buckle up, because the red and black pills might just have been a warm-up if the orange pill changes everything. Bitcoin pisses off Senator Elizabeth Warren, so you know it's got to be useful if the Democrats are losing their mind over it. They are, after all, leaning further and further towards socialism and communism day by day. And this plan of theirs will probably come crashing down, because just like you can't stop decentralized file sharing, you can't stop decentralized money that doesn't exist. It's an idea whose time has come. And if it isn't stopped and becomes what I think it will, then governments will basically be put in check and the whammy with them. They might go around the world and try to smash every Bitcoin miner and wage war against it. But it's decentralized and people will keep mining it everywhere. And if they've somehow managed to stop it in a few countries or continents, they won't be able to stop it everywhere. They will basically have to wage WW3 against it, and in doing so, they will print so much money that they'll bankrupt themselves. Regardless of what happens, I'm glad to be able to see this inflection point of human history, a time when humans stop reproducing and dating, and the nation-state that protects women is about to most likely crash. Women cheating on us isn't going to be a problem as more men check out of the dating market. Eventually, the few men that remain that are stupid enough to continue getting dopamine rushes out of a few dames will be overwhelmed by female attention. And they too will probably see how needy women get when they're starving for it, and they will leave the sexual marketplace themselves. But enough of my ramblings. Easter Sunday, you rambled, so therefore so did I. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks to Easter Sunday for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that I can't wait until Bitcoin blows up all the central banks and women's hopes of stealing all of men's money. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Mikta.tv, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that think they can stop the internet and all the things on it that'll change what it means to be a human being away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.